Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a country caught between two great powers, with its oil tanks half full of Russian crude and its fighter squadrons humming with Soviet-designed jets, while Washington quietly asks it to turn the tap off. That is the dilemma India faces today. First, let us look at the numbers that make this dilemma so acute. In the financial year 2024-25, total India-Russia trade surged to $68.72 billion, a dramatic rise from roughly $11 billion just 3 years earlier. What drove this explosion? The answer lies almost entirely in oil. India imported $63.84 billion worth of goods from Russia, and the overwhelming majority of that sum was discounted Russian crude oil. By contrast, India's exports to Russia amounted to only $4.88 billion, consisting mainly of pharmaceuticals, engineering goods, and electronic components. The structural imbalance is stark. India imports 13 times more from Russia than it exports. Why does oil matter so much? In 2023, Russia became India's single largest crude supplier, providing about 35-40% of India's total crude imports. Those barrels come at a deep discount, the Urals grade trades $10 to $20 per barrel below Brent. Remember this figure, India imports roughly 85% of its crude oil needs, so any disruption to Russian supplies would force a rapid and costly reshuffle of the market. Now turn to defense. Approximately 60% of India's active military inventory traces its lineage to Russian or Soviet designs. The Indian Air Force's backbone is the Su-30 MKI, a twin-engine air superiority fighter with roughly 272 aircraft in service. The Indian Army fields more than 1,600 T-90 Bhishma main battle tanks. And the skies are being layered with the CATSA mandates sanctions on any country making significant defense purchases from Russia. India's S-400 deal triggered the act's applicability, yet the United States has so far granted waivers, but these waivers are neither unconditional nor permanent. The newest pressure vector, however, comes from a US claim that India has agreed, as part of a 2026 India-US trade understanding, to halt Russian oil purchases. India has not publicly confirmed this, but the claim itself underscores the acute stress on India's multi-alignment doctrine. Why can't India simply walk away from Russia? First, defense dependency cannot be undone overnight. Replacing 60% of the active inventory would require decades of sustained investment, technology transfer, new training regimes and long lead times for indigenous platforms such as the LCA Tejas, AMCA or Arjun Mk1A. Second, the economics of energy are compelling. Discounted Russian crude saves India billions of rupees each year. Abandoning that source would raise import bills at a time when fiscal pressures are already high. Third, nuclear cooperation is not easily substitutable. The Kudankulam plant relies on Rosatom, one of the few firms worldwide capable of delivering large-scale nuclear reactors. Finally, diplomatic leverage matters. India's ability to act as a mediator between the US and Russia hinges on maintaining credible ties with both. A purely pro-Western stance would erode that neutrality. Equally, a pure pro-Russia tilt is unsustainable. Russia's economy is increasingly dependent on China after the sanctions, raising the risk that Moscow could become a satellite of Beijing, a development that would clash with India's own strategic interests. Meanwhile, the convergence between India and the United States on Indo-Pacific security, containment of China, and cooperation in critical and emerging technologies is deepening. India's participation in the Quad, together with the US, Japan, and Australia, and the ICET framework, which focuses on AI, semiconductors, and defense technology, illustrate this growing partnership. All of this brings us to the theoretical framework of India's multi-alignment doctrine. Historically, India has shunned formal alliances, preferring strategic autonomy, the freedom to act independently based on national interest rather than bloc loyalty. During the Cold War, this manifested as non-alignment, embodied in the non-aligned movement founded in 1961 by India, Yugoslavia, Egypt, Ghana, and Indonesia. In the 1971 Treaty of Peace, Friendship and Cooperation, the 2000 Strategic Partnership, the 2010 Special and Privileged Strategic Partnership, and the 2001-2031 Military Technical Cooperation Agreement mark the diplomatic milestones. Joint exercises include Indra for the Army and Indra Navy. KATSA, passed in 2017, mandates sanctions for significant Russian defense purchases, yet India has received waivers for its S-400 deal. Bilateral India-US trade totals around $128 billion, with a surplus on India's side, and the ICET framework underpins technology cooperation. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the trade figures, the percentages of oil and defense dependence, the key platforms, Su-30 MKI, T-90 Bhishm, S-400 Triumph, and the major agreements such as KATSA, the 1971 Treaty, and the 2010 Special and Privileged Strategic Partnership. For mains, you may be asked to discuss India's multi-alignment doctrine, strategic autonomy, the pressures of the US-Russia triangle, and the implications for energy security, defense indigenization, nuclear cooperation, and India's role as a neutral interlocutor. In GS3, you could be required to analyze the impact of Russian oil discounts on India's fiscal health, the challenges of replacing legacy Russian equipment, or the strategic calculus behind the BrahMos joint venture and Kudankulam nuclear project. In sum, India's navigation of the US-Russia triangle is a live case study of strategic balancing, where economic imperatives, defense realities, and diplomatic calculations intersect. Understanding this complex dance not only sharpens your current affairs knowledge but also deepens your grasp of India's broader foreign policy ethos, a lesson that will echo across many questions in the UPSC examination.